Here are today's top stories. How do you say 9 more days in Russian? The Trump team and the president-elect himself sort of denied the information leaked in an unsubstantiated intelligence report. They chastised CNN and BuzzFeed, the blog, for going with the story, and in a weird way, backhandedly thanked professional media for not going with the story. Then he told us that when the Miss Universe pageant was in Moscow, it did very, very well. So glad it answered that. I mean, to Trump's credit, the two stories on the BuzzFeed homepage right now are about Lauren Conrad's baby bump and the 17 people that literally define passive aggressiveness. Literally. Still, they're not a blog, and it's not fake news. Those people are probably passive aggressive, and Lauren Conrad, she's expecting. It's not fake news. It might be a little bit of faux news, but not fake. I will admit that I did click on the which SNL cast member are you based on your birth month. I got Leslie Jones. Yay. Also, the press conference today did more to add questions than answers. Like, for instance, are we all pronouncing industry the right way? Right? I think we are. I mean, it's him, right? It's not industry. It's industry. And is it dossier or dossier? Also, hotels have small cameras in strange places? Good to know. Also, there will be no conflict of interest in the Trump White House because there won't be. All right, good. I think we're ready. Confirmation hearings continued today on Capitol Hill. Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson didn't do so well, getting caught up in a couple arguments plus a couple gotcha moments. I'd still vote him in, though, because if he gets denied, you know gas prices are going to go way up. So there's that. President Obama did his farewell speech at McCormick Place last night. My favorite part, the echo. What, we couldn't figure out how to get a clean feed? Come on, Chicago. First violence, now bad audiovisual skills? National laughingstock. Anyway, the president made a great speech, talking about coming together, moving forward, rising above, all the things that really tick off Republicans. Actually, Republicans hate Obama for that very reason. What he says on stage isn't usually how he acts off it, which is kind of the exact opposite of Trump. Trump divides and spews lies on stage, and then, well, I guess he does it off stage too. So, well, at least he's one-faced, right? I mean, that's a plus. Also, if you're counting, yesterday was the end of the 99th General Assembly in Springfield. The lame duck session did not produce a budget, even after rumbling that a deal was coming together. So now we move to the 100th General Assembly after 2 years of no budget, the longest period in Illinois history. So we can now officially use the tagline, Illinois, we historically don't get things done. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Tronc, formerly Tribune Company, announced that Red Eye will move from a daily production to a weekly production to compete with the Chicago Reader. So more misconnections and 6,000-word cover stories? When hearing this news, bus riders were like, great. Now what am I going to use to put down on a seat before I sit down? God, kid, I love Red Eye. I love the Reader. Red Reader. Wait. Oh, my, did I just tell the future? Pay attention. In weather, fog, and freezing rain, baby. Freezing rain. That's the name of my new metal band. Hello, everybody. It's Freezing Rain. In sports, the Blackhawks won again last night, beating the Red Wings in overtime. This on the heels of the announcement that the Hawks are sending a few guys to the upcoming All-Star game. But no Marian Hossa. What? Dude's turned back the clock this year. Don't worry, Hoss. You know, you can always hang out at Rocket that weekend. Billy Deck will probably comp you. Also, you're an All-Star in our hearts. You realize that the Hawks didn't win anything until you came to Chicago. Just saying. I looked it up. He signed a 12-year deal back in 2009. Who signs a 12-year deal? Okay, that's a stat. The Bulls were without Wade and Butler last night, lost at the buzzer. Rondo ended up playing as the Bulls were shorthanded, although they acted as if this was the plan all along. So Rondo's back in the lineup. Great. Till when? I guess I'm spoiled. Throwing a towel at a coach? Meh. Remember when Pippen got busted for having a gun in his car? No. Did he even miss a game? I don't think he did. Tomorrow, the Bulls take on the Knicks and D. Rose. He's back after not showing up for work the other night. Family emergency, but no call? Imagine if you just didn't show up at your work. Just didn't even tell your boss. I mean, who does that? I don't know what that says about D. Rose and his understanding of the world around him. Even the cashier at Wendy's fakes a cough. Rose is looking for a max contract worth over $100 million next year. Better fake that cough. Hey, good news. Jordan Howard replaced the injured Arizona Cardinal David Johnson in the Pro Bowl, making him the first Bear rookie since Gale Sayers to play in the meaningless game. Don't get hurt. ESPN did a little story that there are no franchise quarterbacks available in the 2017 draft. Leave it up to the Bears to suck and get a high draft pick when there are no QBs available. I guess we stay with Cutler. I mean, he's got all the skill and the talent, and oh my Lord, what am I saying? What? It's like Stockholm Syndrome. College basketball update at about the halfway point of the season. DePaul beat Providence yesterday for their first Big East win. Northwestern's 13-4, Illini's 11-5, and Loyola's 12-5. Columbia College, well, they got a really great photography program. They really do. And finally tonight, looks like George Lucas once again disappointed a city as San Francisco was denied the infamous Museum of Narrative Art. Lucas will instead build in Los Angeles until, of course, something goes wrong there with the designs and he bails. So pay attention, St. Louis, San Antonio, Windsor. Hey, your time may be next. That's the carryout for January 11, 2017. In honor of the freezing rain tonight, half off on all slushies.